Rabbi Moshe Santels.
Morning, everybody. First, a thank you to Rabbi Nachum Dovid for giving me this opportunity of speaking about some inyanim of Pesach. Everybody is familiar with the concept of gebrox. They know that it means matzah, which has come into contact with water. And most people know that Hasidim generally tend to avoid eating gebrox, and misnagdim are not machmir. That's as far as most people know. And possibly many people think that that's all you need to know. But in fact, it goes without saying that there's a lot that needs to be understood. And I think the best thing is, before we discuss the different opinions, to look into the Gemara and see the source of this inyan of gebrox. It starts off with the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, quotes a braisa. And the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanon, Eilu Dvarim Shein Boin Lidei Chimutz. The following things cannot become chametz. And the braisa lists three things. He'ofui, that means flour which has been baked into matzah. V'hamavushal, and flour which is cooked. V'cholut. Cholut means that flour that's been plunged into boiling water.
Scalded.
Scalded. So the Gemara, v'cholut shecholto b'roischin. So the Gemara asks on the second case of the braisa, the case of mavushal, for the Gemara, adam vashalei, while you're cooking it, the process of cooking is starting, it begins cold and then becomes lukewarm and progressively hotter, mechama, it becomes chametz. So how can we say that something, the flour which is cooked, does not become chametz? Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says that these first two cases of the braisa we have to condense into one case. In other words, we shouldn't understand it as ofui and mavushal separate cases, but rather ofui shebishloi. That means once it's been baked into matzah and then you cooked it, then it can't become chametz. Not two cases, but rather one case. So in the braisa, which is somewhat, we only have two cases. Matzah, flour which has been baked into matzah, cannot become chametz. And furthermore, matzah, flour that you've plunged it into boiling water, also cannot become chametz. So from this Gemara, it would appear clearly that flour, once it's been baked into matzah, it can't become chametz. So obviously that sets us thinking, what is the whole chumrah of gebrox? Incidentally, gebrox is shiruya in Lashon Kodesh, soaked in water. Then there's another gemara. A few lines later on the same Amud. Amar Mar Zutra, lo limchi inish, a person shouldn't thicken a kadeiro bekimcho davishuna. With kimcha davishuna, that's not a term that we come up on a daily basis. Rashi explains that kimcha davishuna means ears of corn that have been parched in an oven. This probably gives it a certain sweeter taste. And so instead of baking it straight away, it's first parched, heated in an oven, then it's used in a variety of cooked dishes. So the Gemara says that one can't cook that, one can't put that into a kadeiro, to thicken the kadeiro. Now, one might have assumed that just as matzah, once it's been baked, that means flour, once it's been baked into matzah, it can't become chametz, one might likewise have assumed that once the wheat has been heated in an oven, it's been parched, one might have thought that also cannot become chametz. And in reality, the Gemara says that's correct. It can't become chametz. So what's the problem? Says the Gemara, Dilma lo boshil shapi. Perhaps it's not been parched sufficiently. So it's still, to a certain extent, it's still flour. So it can become chametz. So that's why it's only because of a chashash that we forbid kimcha davishuno. So the chashash is that it's remained partially flour, and therefore when it comes into contact with water later on, it's going to become chametz. That's these two cases. And finally, a third case. The Gemara brings a statement from Rav Poppy. Sharile Levurdiki de Be Resh Galusa. He allowed the Avodim of the Resh Galusa Lemimcha Kedera Bechasise to thicken a cooked dish with chasise. Amar Rava, Ikka de Shari ki hai milsal beduchta de shchichi avde. Would we allow this in a place where avodim are to be found? So Rava seems to forbid chasise. We'll explain what chasise means in a moment. Ikka de Amri, some say Rava gufei mochile kidro bachasise. Rava himself thickened a tavshil on Pesach with chasise. Now, obviously, we need to know what precisely is chasise. So we look at the Rif. The Rif is on the Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis in the Daf HaRif. The Rif says as follows: Rabbo Gufei Mochile b'chasise. Rabbo himself thickened a dish with chasise. Pirish chasise, matzah afuya, matzah that's been baked. Shatochanen oisa, that we grind it, what we would call matzah meal. Umavashlin oisa b'mayim. You cook it in water, so Rav allowed it. It's a b'emes. In the light of what we've learnt in the previous sugya, it doesn't seem to be a big chiddush. Matzah meal. Just like matzah afuya, it can't come to chimutz. So Rav is saying the same thing, matzah meal, why should it be different? That's how the Rif learns Peshat. So to sum up, we've examined three statements of the Gemara. The first statement of the Gemara is that matzah, once it's been baked, cannot become chametz. The second case is kimcha davishuna, that's wheat that's been parched, been put in an oven and heated. That also, we might have thought that we can use it on Pesach, but in reality we can't. In theory it's okay, but in practice we're concerned that maybe it hasn't been heated sufficiently, and therefore it can become chametz. That's kimcha davishuna. And finally we have the case of chasise, which the Rif learns is matzah meal, matzah which has been ground. And actually, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tov Samach Gimel, Sif Gimel, that's actually how the Mechaber Paskins. The Mechaber Paskins, caramel, which is ears of corn, Shemahavavin Oso Be'ur, that you've heated it in an oven, V'tochen in Oisai, and then you've ground it. Ein mavashlin hakemach shalo b'mayim. You may not cook that flour in water. Shembalo nikla b'ur yafeh. Perhaps it's not been heated well enough in the oven. V'nimtzo machmitz. So it will emerge that when you cook it in a dish, it will become chametz. So that's the din of kimcha davishuna. It's been heated, and in theory it should be okay, but in practice you may not cook it. And finally the Mechaber says, what may you cook? Only matzah afuya, matzah that's been baked, shechazar v'tochno oso, and then they ground it. That's matzah meal. So in reality the Mechaber Paskins like the pshat of the Rif in Chasisei. The only thing that is permitted is matzah meal. So far, we've seen no problem in Shiruya, in soaking matzah in water. The Gemara says, a fuyod can't come to the day chimutz. And similarly, matzah which has been made into matzah meal also can't become chumetz. So obviously we have to ask ourselves, so what is the whole rash? What is the whole problem of gebrocks? Now, BMS, it would appear that gebrocks got off to a rather dodgy start. The first mention of gebrocks is in the Rishonim. One of the Rishonim, the Raivon, I think it was Rabbi Eliezer Baron Osson, he addresses a sugi in the Gemara which talks about matzah that's been soaked in water, and there's a shaila whether that may be used. So the Raivon says, Rabim Toyim, many people make the mistake, and they assume that the reason why you may not use this matzah that's been soaked is because of gebrocks. I mean, this is before gebrocks in the time of the Rishonim. Because of matzah shiruya. And the Raivon says, Rabim Toyin, many make this the mistake. He says, it's not at all because of the risk of chametz. He says, the Gemara and the Poskim are talking about matzah shiruya on the Leil Seder, on the Seder night. There's a different consideration, because there's a consideration that you're not, you must, the matzah must retain the ta'am matzah, the taste of the matzah, and not at all because of risk of chametz. I mean, that's why we're, one of the reasons why we don't eat matzah with anything else, but we want to retain the ta'am of the matzah. That's it's actually brought in. It brought in the Mechaber in Tov Samachalef Sif Dalad. Mechaber says there, Yotze Adam b'matzah shiruya. The person may be yotze. The Mefarshim say the Bishop Rebbe from the Poskim. That's a zakein v'choyle may be yotze with matzah shiruya, because they can't eat. They have difficulty in chewing the matzah, but not because of chametz. Well, in Bishla in a Yotzibah, and the Mishmur says clearly, why Bishla in a Yotzibah? It doesn't say because of Chometz. The Mishmur says, Fisha'acha habishul nisbatel mimeno tam matzah. Because after cooking, the tam matzah is lost. So once again, we're back to square one. Where does this whole chumrah of Shiruya originate? The Gemara says explicitly, the matzah fuyah can't become chametz. So why are people machmir? That's the shaila. The first mention of this is actually in a tshuva from the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi. And his Lashon actually is, he's quoting his father, Al Dvar Matzah Shiruya Shemischastim, people make themselves from, Poyrshim Mehem, Vehu Zal Sosa Kol Divrei HaMachmirin. Rabbi Yaakov Emden quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi. He says that many people are mischastim, and they avoid matzah shiruya, and he demolishes all their reasons for it. It's quite vague in this tshuva. Chelik beis simon samachay, if you want to look at it, just a line or two. He quotes these people who are machmir, and he demolishes all their arguments to be machmir on gebrocks. Later on, if this is in context with certain other chumras that people were machmir, and he says a rather choice loshen of emes ein das sevelis kolachumras. We can't take on all the chumras hamischadshim b'chol yom. People, you know, constantly making more and more chumras. We can't take it. And the argument, and since the Chacham Tzvi can find no source for the chumrah of avoiding shiruya gebrox, he says one shouldn't do so, because you maneya misimchas yom tov. All the choice dishes you can have on yom tov, the kneidlach and the chremzlach and all these things that you can make from matzah. Well, if you are avoiding gebrox, then you can't have all these things. So in other words, what he's saying is there is no middle way. Either to be machmir and avoid gebrox is a problem of simchas yom tov. You're withholding yourself from simchas yom tov, or on the converse, to eat gebrox according to those who forbid it is also a problem. So there's no middle way. Ad kan the Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Now, later on, as I said, this tshuva of Yaakov Emden is not clear. It doesn't say what the reason for those who aser it is, nor the reason for those who are mekel. Actually, the reason of the mekel, he can't find any reason to aser. That's poshut. The first time we come across an established chumrah not to eat gebrox is in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Rav Shneur Zalman Miladi, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he addresses this topic in a tshuva. It's tshuva samach, tshuva vav, in the Chelik Aruch Chaim Hilchas Pesach. At the end, he addresses this shaila, and he says, "Be'emes ki gam she'enu isur gomur ubaru midino." He concedes that there is no source for it in the Gemara. There's no apparent reason to forbid gebrox. So, it starts off in a very unassuming way. But later on, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, later on in this Teshuvah, he says there's a very good reason why it should be forbidden. And I'll just quote you what he says. Why do the poskim, if gebrox is also, so why do the poskim not mention it? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he says, the reason for the osrim is because of a development in the way of manufacturing matzahs. He says, you know, we all know that matzahs, we've got to bake them within 18 minutes. But al pidino di Gemara, the 18 minutes is mentioned in the context that if you leave the matzah alone for 18 minutes and you're not working it, then there's a risk it could become chametz. But if you're working the matzahs the whole time, you can do it the whole day, then it can't become chametz. Says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the reason why the poskim don't mention the chumrah of gebrox, hainu mishum sheze einu matzu klal elabisa kosher shalom nilusha yafe. The whole risk of gebrox, as I'll explain in a moment what the risk is only with dough which has not been kneaded well. Of Adorus Horishoinim, Hayushoin Harbe, Belisha Vigilgul, in earlier generations, excuse me. They were machme, they kneaded the dough well, properly, so there was no flour that hadn't become into contact with water, it was kneaded properly, and later on baked in the oven. Ad shemikoroiv ze esrim shana o yosa, but within the last 20 years or more, nispashto zehirusubi Yisrael, this practice has taken root in Klal Yisrael, Yisrael Kadoshim, lamahem ma'oid ma'oid belisha, to hurry up with the kneading. And nowadays we're machmir that from the time that the water comes in contact with the flour until it goes out of the oven is 18 minutes. So obviously if you're under pressure and you're not kneading the dough well, obviously there's a risk that there's some flour remaining which has not become not been kneaded into dough. Vein loshin yofa yofa. V'lochein nimtso kemach ma'at b'matzos shelis akosha. So in this sort of dough, you'll find flour. Kenira b'chush l'medak dikim b'emes. Those who look into it properly, honestly, with a clear conscience, they'll have to admit that in the matzah that we need with such haste, there will be little pockets of a flour, and there's a risk that later on, when this comes in contact with water, you put it into a cooked dish, it'll become chametz.
Why does it become chametz when you eat it?
Come to that soon. The Pesukei Teshuva addresses that. Yeah, I don't think that the answer should be poshut. Okay, so that the whole situation has been reversed. That's the answer. The Rav Shulchan Aruch started off from a very modest position, sort of on the defensive. There doesn't seem to be an apparent source to forbid gebroks, and later on. It reverses when he goes on the offensive, so to speak, and he says there's a very good reason to asser it. Because of these pockets of flour that have not been kneaded properly, and later on when they come in contact with water, they could become chametz. Sorry?
Why do they have to make that
chumrah? Yeah, you're quite right. I mean, this is one of these chumras, this osil de kula. I mean, it's very nice, you machmir, you make sure it's 18 minutes from beginning to end, but there's a downside to that there could be a chashash of chometz in the... Sorry? Don't go into these political issues. So obviously, as you say, this chumrah comes with a price. Now, you may ask on the Rav Shulchan Aruch, okay, granted, maybe in the matzah there is some flour that's not been kneaded well, but all the same, why should you forbid to cook it in a tavshil? But I mean, it has been exposed to the heat of the oven. So what's the answer to that? No, just as matzah that's been baked can't become chametz, so matzah as a flour which has been heated also can't become chametz. The Gemara says that. So the answer is, that's the kimcho davshuna that we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur. That wheat which has been exposed to heat, although in theory it wouldn't become chametz, but nevertheless we're concerned that maybe it hasn't been heated well enough, and therefore kimcho davishuno we forbid. We aser it in Gemara Shulchan Aruch. So you're right, in practice it's osa. In theory it should be okay. Practice it's osa. So that's the conclusion of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, why we machmir with kimcho davishuno. Now, once we've established that there is a risk of soaking matzah in water, so the Rav Shulchan Aruch very generously says, so im kain, what's the reason of those who are makel? How could we make it? You see, the whole thing is reversed. We started off on the defensive, and now he's asking what is given a good reason to forbid it. So what's the reason of those who are makel? Says the Rav Shulchan Aruch, We shouldn't protest at those who are makel to eat gebrocks. Why not? Because they've got on whom to rely. Their main reliance is al das Rashi v'horambam. What does the Rambam say? So look in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Chometz u'Matzo, first I should mention, the Rambam says in Hilchas Chometz u'Matzo, Perek Hei, Halacha Gimel, I don't know. It's good shot. I don't know. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says, over those who are showing him, how you showing Harbe Belisha, they spent a long time over the Lisha. And then he says, Ad Shemikor of Ze Esrim Shana Yoseh, says, in the last 10 or 20 years, you can still be saying Rashi. We don't know what Rashi and Rambam say yet. Now, he's saying, even though now, we've got this chumrah of 18 minutes, so therefore there is a risk that it's not being kneaded well, and there is flour, that nevertheless we can still rely on Rambam to cook it in a tafshil. That's right. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says in Perek Hei Halacha Gimel, Avol Mevashlin Es HaPas. Earlier he talks about, the Rambam earlier talks about scenarios where there is a risk of chometz, and then later on he talks but Toch HaDvarim he says, Avol Mevashlin Es HaPas. You're allowed to cook bread. Obviously, it's matzah. Vesakemach hakoloi, and flour which has been roasted. A most interesting thing. We said before, kimcho davishuno. What is kimcho davishuno? We said that is wheat that's been exposed to the heat. And be'emes, the mechaber makes no difference. He says both whether it's wheat or flour. But the Rambam does make a chiluk. The Rambam says that when we asa kimcho davishuno, wheat that's been exposed to the heat, you can't cook that in a tavshil, but maybe it's not been heated well enough. The Rambam holds that is only if it's heated in the kernels, because then we're concerned that maybe the seed inside hasn't been exposed to the heat sufficiently well. Whereas if you've ground the kemach, you've ground it into kemach, the Rambam holds that it's mutti, it's being heated properly, adequately, therefore it can't come lidei chimutz. And I think the Mefarshim learn that that's how the Rambam learned pshat in that elusive expression, chasisei. Do you remember, the Rif learned chasisei means matzah meal. The Rambam learns that chasisei means ears of corn, the kernels that are being ground into flour, and then you will expose it to the heat of the oven, that can't come lidei chimutz. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that the Olam who are makel on Shiruya, that's because they hold like the Rambam. Well, I must hasten to add, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch makes no distinction between kernels that have been heated or flour that's been heated. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch is the miyash of the minig. So to sum up so far, the Shulchan Aruch or Rav says that the reason why we machmir not to eat gebrocks is because we, because of the speed at which we need the matzah, we're concerned that there may be pockets of flour, and that flour, although it's exposed to the heat, but that's kibchot avishuno, which we say is osur, and therefore there's a risk of chimutz. And the reason for those who are matzeh is because they hold like the Rambam. The kimchot avishuno is only where it's heated as kernels, but not where it's heated as flour. But that's not the end of the story. Apparently Rashi, I think I know where he gets the Rashi from, which Rashi is referring to. So far, we've given a reason for the osrim and a reason for the matirim. And incidentally, the one thread running through the whole story of Gebrox is that each side should be tolerant of the other. And they mention this in Mefurish. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says so. You know, one shouldn't look down on them, one shouldn't think ill of them. And the same of those, and those who are matter also, one shouldn't think that these people are being machmir more than necessary. But the story hasn't ended there. There's a little bit more to add, and that is the Shari Teshuva. Shari Teshuva, I'm not talking about the Shari Teshuva, I'm talking about the one printed in the Mishnah Berurah. It was always makbid to print this in every edition of the Mishnah Berurah. He says that even according to those who asa gebrox, nowadays there should be no problem. And once again, the reason he gives is because of a change in the manufacture of matzah. What does he mean? He says, because as you know, the matzahs al pidin are allowed to be ad tefach, which is how many? 7 or 8 centimeters, isn't it? Quite a big shear. I mean, although be'emes, we're not knowing like that. But nevertheless, that is alpidin. So says the Shari Teshuva. He says, when is there a risk, even if you hold that the kimchot avishuno applies both to the kernels of wheat and to the flour? It could come lidei chimutz. What's the reason the Gemara gives? Because it's not been roasted well. That's our concern. He says that's okay in when you're making thick matzahs, but you're making matzahs wafer thin and you're putting it into an oven, and the heat of the oven is so strong it can bake matzahs from it. There's no risk at all in the world that any residue of flour that may be there, because we're very quick in the lisha. And there's no risk at all that it hasn't been properly heated adequately, and therefore can't come lidei chimutz. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm not sure. I don't know how thick the matzahs were in the Rav Shulchan. Pardon? Sorry. At the Sfarim, I believe, do we thick matzahs? At least for the Leseder, don't they? Thick matzahs? Temanim? Yeah. That's one thing that the... that's one point that the Shari Teshuva makes. Agav Urcha, and this is important for those people who are machmir in Gebrox. It's very... He says that... For people who machmir in Gebrox, if the matzah falls into water, I mean, they're horrified, and they would avoid eating it. He says, adarabba, on the contrary, those people who are machmir in Gebrox, if it falls into water, lishitosom, that there's a risk, that there's a residue of flour inside which could become chametz, they should eat it immediately. Because it's no stricter than ordinary flour. Ordinary flour, it can't become chometz until 18 minutes have passed. So on the contrary, davka, these people should eat it straight away. And in fact, the Shai Tshuva goes to such a length, he says, even those who are Machmer and Gebrox, he says it should be perfectly heterogamous to dip matzah into water and then eat it. What's the risk? What's the chashash? Just to sum up, just for the completeness of the Inyan, both the Rav Shulchan Aruch and the Mishabur doesn't mention the Chum of Gebrox. It says, Anshe Maisa Machmer. Who are the Anshe Maisa? Well,
Piskei brings
that the Chofetz Chaim himself was Machmer. Hanogas Chofetz Chaim, his son was made that the Chofetz Chaim didn't eat Gebrox. And the stipler also. The big name that those who are Makel rely on is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes, is quoted in his name in the Sefer Maaser Rav, the back of the Gaon Siddur. He brings, the Gaon said, Mutar lechol macholim v'tavshilim v'asuyim mikemach matzois. You can make tavshil from flour, that's matzah meal. Vein locho shemo nisha mokim shlo nefer yofa. He says, you don't need to be concerned. And the Sefer Bris Yehuda brings that Rab Chaim Volozhin, who lived in Volozhin, travelled on Chol HaMoed Pesach to see if the Gaon did indeed eat Shruyah, Knedlach, and he travelled and he confirmed that the Gaon did. So we've got big names on both sides. One of the Gedolim in our time, interesting enough, Misnaged, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha, did eat Gebrox, but for a totally different reason. He was once invited on Pesach to a family that he was rather reluctant to eat with, for whatever reason. And he felt that he couldn't offend them. Whatever he would say would offend them. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, I don't eat Gebrox. He knew that wouldn't offend them. It's a widespread minhag. And interestingly, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, his whole life, he never ate Gebrox. And I mean, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's sefer wasn't called M.S. Liakov for nothing. That was the sort of person he was. So basically, I hope just giving you a bit of a background to what the considerations are. One has to have respect. Both sides have to have respect for each other. Both tzedadim have got on whom to rely. And do I have half a minute to say a vote on the Haggadah? Mamash a minute. A very beautiful Peshat Asoyin Rav Avraham's Haggadah. You know, we say in the last bracha, over the second course, we say, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having spared us to sit down at the Seder, a wonderful Yom Tov. And we say, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagiyenu L'mardim V'l'Rigorim Achayrim. So similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spare us for other Yomim Tovim, Habayim L'Krosseinu L'Shalom, that are coming towards us L'Shalom. I mean, the Yomim Tovim are coming towards us. We're not coming towards us. Says the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yaka, he says, we say in the last two words in the Haftarah of Kisavai, Ani Hashem Be'itach Yishenu. In its, talking about the Geula, in its time I will hasten it. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? Either the Geula's got a fixed time, or Hashem will hasten it. So the Gemara says, Lo Zochu, if Klal Yisrael are not worthy, Be'ito, the Geula will come by a specific time. Zochu, if they are worthy, Ach Yishenu, I will hasten it. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov, the Rebbe of the Ramban, that's what we're davening for other Yomim Tovim. We want a Gula, not have to wait ages, chas v'shalom, to be'itza. Who knows when the be'itza is? We want a gula, a chishano, that Hashem will hasten it and come towards us. That's the pshat of the Rabbi Yehuda ben Yaakov. Says Rabbi Avram, a most wonderful P.S. Says Rabbi Avram, the Gaon says that when the Gemara talks in dire expressions about the Ikvasa de Mashiach, the Chavli Mashiach, it's called the labor burst of the Mashiach, says the Gaon, that is only from Mashiach comes Be'itza. When we don't deserve it, it comes out of the fixed time when it must come. But if Hashem hastens it through our teshuvah, then we won't have to suffer the Chavli Mashiach. Says Rabbi Avram, that's Peshat. Ani Hashem, that's Peshat. Can you again, may Hashem spare us? The modim we're going to have further yamim tovim habayim likraseinu through our tshuva achishano, and if so, l'shalom habayim likraseinu l'shalom with the gone, that we won't have to suffer the chevle Moshiach. Mit Hashem, we should be zochet to this bekarav yameinu. Okay.